Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
So someone sent the cops to Chris Brown's house claiming there was a domestic incident involving a gun. That's all I have on that right now. So
okay.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie featuring Jay-Z makes a record-setting debut on Billboard's pop song charts, which measures, of course, the mainstream top 40 airplay.
360,000.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Soaring in at number 14. The song arrives with the highest first week's play total in chart's 20-year history and marks the highest bow for a song by a male artist. Highest bow. No, bow. That's the word.
What? How is it spelled?
B-O-W.
Highest bow?
That's what the story said.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. Put a bow on the top.
Are you sure you are reading it right?
I'm pretty sure.
The highest bow.
For a song by a male artist.
Debut?
The song says, or the story says bow.
Okay. Maybe you should have read it before you went on the air with it. Maybe.
That's the dirt. You can find out more by going hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, don't care. It's 9:36, we're going to top out at some temperature today, I don't remember, 14 I think.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got it figured out yet?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. All right, I'm glad. All right, so... We're sitting here in the studio arguing over that Justin Timberlake story because on Billboard.com, and I read it, and yeah, she read pretty much the same line that they had. It's the highest bow or bow, whatever.
Is it supposed to be bow or bow?
I have no idea. But I tend to not read things I don't understand or if they may be mistyped. And if they are, I will reword them.
Problem is I'm not sure how to reword it because I don't know what they meant by it.
Which is why I'm thinking it's probably a typo. Maybe the guy typed it on his phone or his iPad or something and didn't...
Auto-corrected it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Autocorrect got billboard.com. I don't know. That's happened to me before when I've been posting stuff from my phone. I'll reword something and then autocorrect gets me. And
it's possible.
Or actually, it's not even autocorrect. It's the swipe text.
Yeah.
Which every now and then my phone, the screen just kind of freaks out and it doesn't sense where my finger is properly and I have to shut the phone off and turn it back on for it to work.
That sucks.
I hate that my old crappy phone, the swipe text worked great and got me addicted to it. And now on my new phone, which overall is much, much better, the swipe text sucks.
Ugh.
I know. And the only reason I have to restart my phone is because of that.
That sucks.
Like, I'll tap the screen and then like the cursor will go like an inch higher than where I tapped. I don't understand what's happening.
Weird.
Yeah, it is. But okay. So, did you know giving away money makes you feel happier?
It does?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really feel happier when I give away my money.
You don't feel good?
Depends what I'm buying.
No, not buying.
Oh.
Giving money away.
Giving it away.
Yeah, what you're talking about is called buyer's remorse.
Mm. Like if I give like a really nice tip or something?
Sure.
I always feel if they deserved it and I gave them a super huge tip, then I do feel good about that.
That's the good news. Bad news is you're not getting that happiness because you're doing a good deed. You're getting that happiness because giving away money makes you feel more powerful than poor people.
Oh.
At least that's according to a study led by the Harvard School of Business. They said donating money plays into a psychological concept called subjective wealth when you give money away. It makes you subconsciously feel like you're well off, whether or not you are or not.
Hmm.
Because even if you don't make that much money, the fact that you can give anything away has a psychological impact, making you feel rich. Like, ooh, I can afford to drop a dollar in the offering plate. Hmm. Aren't I wealthy and powerful?
I can see where that could be true, though.
I kind of see that, too.
Yeah.
Probably not with that small of an amount, but like if you made like a $100 donation, which it would hurt, but I could do it if I really, really wanted to.
Yeah.
That would, I could see myself getting that feeling. Like, I can afford to just give away $100.
I think it would give you that feeling.
Yeah.
I think that's probably true.
Weird, but kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got Heroes of the Day coming up. They will not include a homeless man who won $200,000 in the lottery, though.
Hmm.
That was a cool story. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
This guy, a homeless guy, won $200,000, and he's going to buy a house.
That's very cool.
Off a $10 scratch-off lottery ticket. He went into a liquor store, got the ticket, and probably not the best decision for a homeless guy.
Probably not.
In a liquor store.
Yeah.
Buying a scratch-off ticket, but it paid off. He won $200,000.
Wow.
Picked up his money last Thursday and said, quote, I'm getting my own place.
All right. I'm glad.
How awesome would that be? You're homeless, now all of a sudden you have 200 grand.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Okay, Heroes of the Day are up after 1 minute inside a woman's head.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 minute inside a woman's head.
The inaugural parade was so boring. It seems like they needed some dancing clowns or Shriners in tiny cars or something. I bet George Washington had at least jugglers on unicycles. What better way to say to the world, look, everybody, I'm president, than a giant inflatable SpongeBob SquarePants? If I ever become president, I'll have Ferris Bueller standing on a float singing Donkashane, followed by this year's Possum Queen waving from a convertible.
And that was another episode of 1 minute Inside a Woman's Head.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time you're a hero. Working class hero.
Hero. I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
So maybe this guy should have started their crime spree by stealing a car or at least a muzzle. In Colombia, three thieves were busted robbing a store because their getaway donkey wouldn't shut up. Last week, the three guys busted into a store in the middle of the night and started stealing food and liquor. But as they loaded up their getaway donkey, he started making noises. According to the police, the getaway donkey kept hee-hawing, which woke up the neighbors.
He always calls me that.
The men ditched the stuff they stole and tried to take off, but police caught up with them and arrested them. Probably because they had a car, not a donkey.
He always calls me that. You gotta figure that in pro wrestling, once in a while, the wrestlers stop cooperating with each other and get into a legitimate fight.
Yeah, you would think.
That's gotta happen.
Yeah.
Maybe not in the WWE, but in those little independent leagues around the country. Probably. Apparently, that's exactly what happened at an event in Sanford, Florida on Saturday night. A company called Vintage Wrestling had a match between a young wrestler named Steel Horse Vachon.
Okay.
And a more experienced wrestler named Tommy Taylor. During the match, Taylor found that Vachon, or Vachon, was being uncooperative and potentially even dangerous. So, Taylor sent him a message by punching him in the eye for real.
Oh.
Yeah. After the match, Vachon called the cops to report that Taylor had gone off the script and jumped him. The police questioned several wrestlers there about what happened and ended up not arresting Taylor. Hey, new guy, don't mess with the old crusty vet. He's been doing minor league professional wrestling for a while now.
Yeah.
You go off script, he's going to punch you. Time for us to get out of here. Ben's in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.